to me, the whole of science fiction is important because it's one of the most popular genres. It tells us a lot about who we are. In terms of science fiction history, Thomas More's Utopia is a good starting point. So we're talking about 1516. And the reason is that that's a totally imaginary story where he says, I met this man and he came from this strange place and he told me this whole story. And it's the literature of complete fantasy, and yet it's telling, you know, it's a political satire as well. Others believe it's much, much later, in 1895 with The Time Machine. I think there's room in between, but Jules Verne, we have Mary Shelley with Frankenstein, we have Dracula. I mean, it's hard for me to pinpoint because every one of these is so influential. After the 1960s, science fiction really explodes and becomes a very different, very threatening, very menacing. Utopia becomes dystopia. So, and you can trace those movements, and scholars do, and fans do.
I think it has to do with, well, most obviously with the dropping of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I mean, the atomic bombs have been written about in science fiction. Atomic power had been written about in science fiction magazines as early as the 30s. H.G. Wells had a novel in which atomic power was featured. The assumption was that it would be a revolutionary new form of energy, a kind of utopian vision of the transformation of our energy system by the exploitation of atomic power, and instead it's converted into the most devastating weapon ever.
It's a bomb. Duck and cover.
People had to live throughout the 1950s under the constant threat of nuclear holocaust. So the genre has since then been a little more dubious about the promises of science and technology. Absolutely no question, since the 1950s, dystopia has been dominant. More people, I think, if you ask them about the images that come to mind when they think of science fiction, they would think of things like various kinds of Holocaust post-apocalypse futures, whether caused by technology or not. That's something in terms of its quantity that's new.
Right now, Philip K. Dick is very important in science fiction because he anticipated the future. William Gibson. I like that kind of cyberpunk. Werner Vinge, who said that someday we're going to be joined with computers, and he was visiting here. We have his archive is coming. And I said, look, Werner, when I look at my iPhone, I actually think this is an extension of my brain. That's the singularity. You know, that they thought about these things before people even had desk computers and anticipated it, and I even think maybe influenced it. It's very exciting if you think about it. I see a lot more interest among the younger scholars in gaming. I see a lot of interest in media. We've just hired a science fiction studies professor who's a media specialist. What's called a vidding, where you use other films and put them together in an entirely new film. There's a lot of creative work going on. But as I said, I do see a lot of interest in cyberpunk and new wave science fiction.
There's no doubt that comics has become this vector that is spreading science fictional imagery throughout the culture, through adaptations of comics, graphic novels, and films, through all kinds of crossover, cross-promotion between comics and film, television, video games. We are really, frankly, moving into a post-literate environment. Doesn't mean people can't read. It means that they won't necessarily read for pleasure when they have other options. You know, Ray Bradbury just died, and of course one of his most famous novels is Fahrenheit 451, and it's a novel that anyone who grew up reading science fiction read, and it's a novel that's a kind of love letter to print culture and anxiety about a culture that's coming, a culture defined in that novel very presciently by television or televisual technologies, televisual media.
By the year 2001, man will travel about in pneumatic people tubes. his television wall to wall, and most incredible of all, his SunSweet pitted prunes carried in tiny mini packs.
Hold it! What's going on here?
Pardon me?
I never mentioned prunes in any of my stories.
Oh, you didn't?
And that's going to be a terrible loss, and it will portend a totalitarian system because you'll lose the kind of critical thinking that is available to you in print culture. I wouldn't go that far. Am I worried that digital media are going to destroy everything that's valuable in culture? No, I don't think that's true at all.